You're ready for a comeback. And with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. It's time, your time, not just to go back to school, but to come back and move forward with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, who doesn't love bacon? And did you know Oscar Mayer smokes their delicious bacon for 12 hours over real hardwood? That's a really long time to perfect a smoky flavor, and even longer than it takes to go on a long road trip from Chicago to Pittsburgh, stop for food along the way, and still get there while the bacon is smoking. The point is, Oscar Mayer takes the best cuts and smokes them over real hardwood chips. There's no wrong way to enjoy it. So buy some Oscar Mayer thick cut bacon now.
Everyone loves getting good advice and staying in the know. There's nothing like getting a heads up on something before you've even had time to think about whether you need or want it. Well, thankfully, AT&T provides personalized recommendations and solutions so you get what's right for you. Whether right for you means a plan that's better suited for you and your family, or a product that makes sense for you and your lifestyle. So, relax and let AT&T provide proactive recommendations to help empower your best connected life.
This is such a weird, very true thing. I have a friend who is often sending me, because of a bit that we did together, he often is sending me Yahoo News updates from Family Feud. Like, apparently Yahoo News still covers Family Feud as like part of their beat. And almost all of the updates are them being like, "You won't believe how Steve Harvey reacted to this comment." And then it's just like, he rolled his eyes bigger than he ever rolled his eyes before at this family saying some shit. It's crazy that there's still an audience for it. But man, we just want the race
wars. What is it? 15 seasons, right?
Oh, at God. At least.
He got rid of the families now and went to BET. Now he has celebrities doing it. So, you know.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm not going to keep meeting regular motherfuckers." No. Let my boy DL. Do you want to ride in the backseat of my caddy? Chop it up with Do or Die. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, Gentiles alike. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Chester Cheetah is not, in fact, a black man, but he is one of those cool Bobby Caldwell type whites. You know what I mean? Just a cool guy, just a white man smoking white owls and eating out ladies named Loretta. There it is, Chester Cheetah, a dude we can root for in all of this, you know?
Ah, man, I did think that Chester Cheetah, you didn't think he was black? You didn't think he was a black person?
I think a lot of us think he's black the same way we thought Bobby Caldwell was black.
I would be lying if I said I knew that Bobby Caldwell was white. I didn't know.
Whoa, you're just finding out? The man's dead.
It was a bad day.
Bobby Caldwell white.
It was a bad day for me.
Yeah. It looks like our guest is also stunned to discover.
Yeah, I didn't know Bobby Caldwell was white.
Fellas, not only is he white, he has white as gorgeous hell. White locks. Like, is a white
guy. You know, the same guy. What would you do? We talking about that one, my love?
Bro, look at this.
Yeah, Bobby Caldwell. That's him. Bro,
this
looks
is
like
crazy.
That till the day he died. He ain't get a Paul Wall fade or nothing. He looked like bro. That.
What's the guy who sings Return of the Mac?
He's black. He's from.
He's black, but he's British.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
So kind of like offset a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little.
He got a big ass chain and he got a Benz. He's good enough.
Wow. I mean, I have to introduce you. We were so excited he's here. He is a comedian, a writer, an actor. He was recently named one of the internet's funniest people by Complex Magazine. Just fucking dope. We were so happy he's here. Give it up for Malik B.
I clap for myself every time.
We do it. We got you.
Thank you. My man Dave got me.
I got you.
Thank you so much.
And it's long claps, too. No. That was a theater.
Those Family Feud claps when that black person say a dumbass answer. It was one of those claps.
Man.
I love Family Feud so much. I know that's not what this is about today, but boy, am I a big fan. I don't know. There's not a great way to say this. I like programming that pits races against each other. Mm. And I feel like that's what Family Feud always,
I love
right?
that. I love that.
Like, you're always like, oh, I want the black family to beat this white family.
Yes. I turn it off when the white family wins. I'm like, man, it's not a good episode.
It's the closest we can get to the race wars and still feel safe. You know what I mean? Where it's like, nah, this is a race war, but not in a way where anybody gets hurt.
To his credit, so does Steve. Steve also does not want these white families to win anymore. I think it's very apparent. Very. Would you go on Family Feud? Would you do it?
Me personally?
Either of you. Because I would.
I would. Yeah, I think.
It's on my vision board. You know, I always want to.
Come on.
A lot of people say I want to meet Jimmy Kimmel. I'm like, nah, I need to go on Family Feud. And just win. I want to be in the bonus round, the second person.
Exactly.
That's the hardest part. She already said the answer that's already, you know, the number one answer. So I want to go to the second.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. A dream come true.
That's where champions are made.
I like
come
that.
Come on. Yeah,
I
like that.
I worry about it because if I had to go on with my immediate family, my sisters are very African.
Mm.
So what you mean by that?
They grew up there. Like it's not great pop culture references.
You're feeling like they're not coming with like good answers.
And my mom, lightweight, is
for okay. people would, interviewed at the Mall of America. They're not
right. Hitting. That's what I'm saying. Is like I think it would be me and my brothers. Kind of would be we would be the anchors. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Sometimes that's all you need.
What, is just your brothers?
That's it. Yeah, it would be me, my brothers, and my mom, and my sisters. Because you need five, right?
I think you need five.
Yeah, two sisters, two brothers.
You're...
Oh, so
you're
it would just be me then?
Yeah, you, yeah.
Well, yeah, one of my brothers would not do it, though.
You can cut either a sibling or your mom out of the equation.
She listens. I'm not doing that.
Let's just... Imagine you falling out of a Family Feud beef. That's my
favorite. That's the worry because you got to split that money. Yeah. Like they send one check.
They send one check?
That's what I assume.
I don't think that they're probably splitting it up for you. I think they probably send it to the family and then you got to decide
if you win
what to do with it. If you win.
If you win. Yeah. Because it's like, who's got a bank account?
Right. Yeah.
My family going like, we're going to the nearest cash and check center and we just going to be like, hey, look. Yeah.
Hey. Shout out to Money Mart. Got me through some hard times.
I'm gonna need you to split that five ways, and I'm gonna need you to only take one cut on the percentage.
Yeah. It's over $1,000. I know you can't take more than $58 on it.
Boy, I know that. Yo, yes. They take like 53, 54 right here on LeBron and Crenshaw. So I already know that over $1,000 they take. I'm like, man, come on, work something out.
They're like, man, I'm already in here, bro.
Cash and check, credit card, you ever had that?
That's the most embarrassing credit card. It's like, it is a step above the unemployment card, like the California one with the mountains on it. It's like a step above that, but it's still like, you take it out. I understand. Mm. Women know what that, and the EBT card, women know what that
is. I was
on
dates with that card, man. I don't have any fun. Yeah.
Hey, but shout out to Hot Stamps. The state of California giving you those hot stamps. Sometimes you can get hot food with them. in a date situation.
They know,
that's
the cheap stuff. I like this.
I was about to say, none of this sounds familiar to me. And I, boys, you'll be in my prayers, but certainly, I moved to this place with a dream already realized. Gosh, yeah. I didn't just show up willy nilly hoping things work out.
Well, it worked out. I got some credit cards. Okay, now.
Yeah. Well, I grew up here.
One of them's
here,
metal.
So I was like, all right.
Oh, you're from here. Yeah.
So I already have stories.
You went
but
through.
But David, I'm looking at you.
All the broke stuff.
All right. We can't keep talking about you broke niggas anymore. We have a conspiracy theory, Malik, that you brought to us that I'm excited to talk about. We always say that this subject does not come up enough on this podcast. Just the general theme of aliens does not come up enough on this podcast. And you came with the conspiracy. My mama told me.
The men in black are real.
I love
Tell it. Us everything you know.
Okay. So it's very cliche. It's old aliens that came to them. We don't believe in aliens, the government, and all that. Let me tell you why it's real. Let me tell you why Men in Black are real. You ever, like my landlord, for instance, right? You ever seen someone who's off, right? Off, like, you know, like they're out of this world. They're not kind of coherent. Like you can't have a conversation with them. Like, they're from another planet, right? And then I start speculating. Okay, cool. That's one alien I encountered. Then.
I like that. That's it. You're like, there's no spectrum in this. This is just an alien.
I need to do my research. I saw all the Men in Black movies. I see 1, 2, 3, even the international joint that sucked. I saw all of them, right? And I realized, and then look at Will Smith. He's still in character. He slept. For the longest time, I always thought Chris Rock was an alien. I swear to God. Right.
Let's go.
I swear to God. So when he slapped him, I realized, I was like, oh, he's just smacking because other people, he's protecting his wife. I'm like, no, he's protecting the world because it's like Chris Rock is getting more and more higher till they come down. Notice since that slap, it's been 12 UFC, UFO sightings. You noticed that, right? 12. Like, go back to they're crashing.
I'll be honest, I hadn't been measuring time based off of the slap.
You got Google right now, 12. Yeah. You're going to look, it's 12 sightings since he slapped Chris Rock. So they was like, yo, it's starting to get closer and closer. So I'm telling you the truth. And then here's the thing. You ever had deja vu?
So much. So I
that
get
is
that
aliens playing with your mind. Like, let me tell you something. It is very apparent that I want y'all to hear me very closely. Like, okay, for instance. Say, for instance, like, I just met Langston, right? I just met Langston. I don't know if you're an alien or not. I don't know. I'm going to just wait to...
We'll get there.
Because it's kind of like, you don't meet...
Hey, don't rush the process, baby. We'll figure that out.
Bro, I was in Oklahoma City. I was doing shows. And, you know, they in L.A., you don't see a lot of stars. You don't see a lot of, you know, it's just very Hollywood. You don't see a lot of stars. But in OKC, you do at nighttime. But it was one thing I saw, and it was like a ship just sitting there in the sky, just sitting there. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And it wasn't like a regular, it was a circle, an oval right there. And it had like three lights. And they were like, no, it's just a plane. And I was like, it was sitting there in the sky. I was like, oh, that's a UFO. I seen it with a person. Mm-hmm. So that new alien, then it came out that we had. Then they try to distract you, too. Now, you remember when it was a big thing? When aliens came out and it was on Twitter debates, like, why are they coming out now? That wasn't a real alien.
Yeah.
That wasn't a real alien. Aliens do not come in those little weird ass gray alien forms. They don't. They come in human beings. And I think about it. Like, look, if you was trying to rob someone, right? You wouldn't come with a ski mask. Would you? I'm trying to rob you face to face. Well, I'm talking about like not like a not bank robbers or something like that. But I'm saying if I'm trying to rob David, I never would.
Whoa, wait.
I wouldn't wear a ski mask. I wouldn't wear a ski mask. Watch your stuff. Public. I wouldn't do that.
My house don't have a back door.
You're saying you wouldn't leave the house in the ski mask that you're
because they
you're
know something is up, right? So why put a mask on?
You don't
so if
draw
I see
attention.
An alien, that's a mask. It's aliens in human forms. Like my landlord, A couple of chicks I've talked to.
Chris Rock, Chris apparently. Rock,
he's not the only one. I'll tell you another celebrity y'all need to start paying close to attention to.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Come on. Uh-oh. Let's go. Uh-oh. Let's go. I'm in that. 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 If he blinked a second pair of eyes, I would not be surprised.
It's right there in front of you, and y'all don't see it.
Yeah.
Y'all don't see it.
It's too straight and narrow. It's too straight. It's too straight.
People like that to like, oh, we love him. We love him. They're trying to send them down to conquer human syllabus.
You're saying that he is almost a manufactured version of a human being.
He's too perfect.
100%.
He's too perfect. And you mean tell me he doesn't make any mistakes? Think about it. He's been in the industry all of his life. Name a mistake he made.
Yep. Child actor who's not crazy.
LeBron James is an alien. Okay. You can't go 20 plus years without a scandal. That's an alien. Come on, man. The perfect family. Never cheat on this one. You gotta see it right there. Now, it's a little speculation on Barack, but we'll get to that later because I don't want to do too much. But I'm trying to tell you. It's
Barack smokes cigarettes.
Barack ain't an alien. He's a murderer, but he ain't. That's a cold blooded killer, but he ain't no alien.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's just a cool guy with a gun. You know what I mean? That's just
But Dave, that's what I'm saying. You gotta look at how people carry themselves, and they're like, yo, when they live life a little too perfect, I'm trying to tell you, a human, we make mistakes. We're not perfect, right? But when you tell guys like this, like I'm pretty sure people figured it out with Michael B. Jordan. Like I what's his ex name? The girl, Laura Harvey. Laura Harvey.
Yeah.
Laura Harvey.
Yeah. Laura Harvey.
Think about it. Why is he like? Look at his prior people that he talked to. What was the Spanish girl that he co-star that he dated for a little bit?
Was it Selena Gomez?
No, not her. It was she. He played,
I don't know.
Played,
how old
he played in Fruitvale Station. She played in Fruitvale Station work for brief.
Okay.
You can look with her. It was briefly, but do you see the sign? Aliens don't have long relationships. Not a lot. Think about it.
Well, then I'm an alien. I don't know.
But you made mistakes, though, Dave. You made mistakes in your life.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah, no, he ain't. Rarely behaving the way he should.
I argue what you said.
So you obviously are deeply invested in this alien theory. You can pinpoint a number of people in your life and are the general lives of everyone that you consider to be aliens. When do Men in Black come into
great question?
View
great you? Question. Day, right? And that's where deja vu comes in. Let's say you see something. You don't remember, but like I had that before. That's when you run. I feel like Men in Black, the government comes, right? And they protect us. Like
the movie Men in Black.
Let me see like a perfect Men in Black character. Like I honestly cold-hearted believe that Malcolm X was a Men in Black character.
But they killed him. I mean, I guess that depends on who you believe.
They all don't make it out.
Depends on who you believe.
Okay, you had like it's one person in Men in Black. It's a whole like, bro. Just think about it. I feel like they meet in Denver, Colorado. No, and that's not for you, Dave. But
no, it's weird shit.
Yeah, exactly. Underneath the airport, and so you think they're meeting right underneath. It's a whole operation right underneath that terminal. I think it's right underneath like United or Southwest, right? And they make sure
C or D. That's C or D. It's not an A and B. It's not an A and B. It's like the D gate. Far away.
Right there. And that's when they have their whole little advanced Apple technology, right? They probably get a couple people down there. I think the leader of the Men in Black Association might be, y'all gonna disagree with me, but I don't care. I honestly think Kamala Harris is the leader.
See, in joining the Colorado connection, I was gonna say Coach Prime.
Okay.
Why do you move here? Why do you move here? And I'm happy. I love it. Why do you move here?
But he lost it. But hold on. Only reason why I think
that's a lot of
only
money.
Only reason why I feel like he's not in it because he lost a foot. You remember?
To the cause, to the game.
But how is he gonna move around and chase the alien? I don't. Yeah, that might.
he's the leader. The leader's not running around. It's like in the Men in Black movies. I don't even know what that was.
That was me. That was my. Go ahead.
I think it was a phone.
When I started preaching, that's when it's like, okay, I'm gonna fall back.
That was the police texting Malik to say, "Hey, bro, chill out.
I'm gonna fall.
Hey, you moving too hot?
I'm too close.
Chill.
It's stuff like that when he slapped Chris Rock. 12 sightings showed up. Next thing you know, Michael B. Jordan, we start losing steam. Now he has a movie coming out. Now y'all can say it's his career, but look, I Am Legend. Will Smith is passing it down to look, Will Smith been out the game for like, what was the last Men in Black movie? 2006, right? 2007? Men in Black 2?
It's been a while.
Yeah, because he wasn't in the third.
Exactly. He lost his, he's starting to still figure it out. He's starting to see it, but I Am Legend, that's when he was like, oh, this is starting to be real. Then, who plays I Am Legend 2? The aliens caught wind of how powerful Will Smith can be. So they sent Michael B. Jordan to infiltrate. So he's playing I Am Legend 2 to make it seem like, oh, it's just movies and stuff like that. It's not real. So the Men in Black people are Kamala Harris, right? Because she sends out.
I just love that you keep calling her Kamala.
She is a cop.
I mean, she is a cop.
She's a cop.
You're like, I'm not even going to bother learning this bitch's name.
You know, they didn't knock on my door yet. But he's a leader. I feel like the vice president, honestly, is Oprah. I mean, not Oprah, her boyfriend. What's her boyfriend's name? Stedman.
Stedman.
You never see Stedman. You know why? Because he is saving our lives that we don't even know about. We don't give him enough credit. So I think
that's interesting.
I think that there's a whole operation underneath the Denver, Colorado airport. It's right there on United or Southwest, one of those two. And they come in. Think about it. What's the biggest airport in Denver?
That's all you need to know about.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest one, period, if I'm not mistaken.
It's up because they have a it's also lot. Out in the middle of nowhere.
It's a lot of land.
Far removed from the city.
It's a lot of land. So underneath that, that's where they operate. And I feel like, right, they probably got two in each state that they got to protect. They sent out their Men in Black. So I don't know. I don't know who, like the two people are in Cali. I'm still trying to figure that out. But for sure, I know in Texas, it got to be Bun B.
Whoa.
Huh?
No, I said
okay.
Whoa.
Bun B.
I was shocked.
You feel like Bun B, is not that, you know, actor that we can.
I don't know what I think about Bun B. We tried to get his burgers. It didn't work out.
Yeah. Big fans over here. But,
oh, the burgers, threw you off? That's why you feel like?
We couldn't get the burgers.
The line was crazy.
It was like 100 degrees.
That's him saving you, bro, because a lot of people go to Chick-fil-A, but you're going to Trill Burgers right now. He's trying to, bro, I'm trying to tell you. They put an alien.
I'm listening.
Think about it. They put an alien juice in the food, right? So what it is it's like Chick-fil-A.
I'm having a hard time, but I'm still tracking.
Let me show you something. Chick-fil-A, right? Go Google Chick-fil-A chicken. It is 38% man-made. It's man-made. I mean, 38 ingredients in that chicken. I'm sorry. 38 ingredients in that chicken is man-made. Man-made.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you gonna trust these aliens cooking your food with chicken that's not real? And we're eating it up every day. So it's kind of like desensitizing like our speculation on who what aliens are really are. It's a conspiracy theory and all that. But we're seeing clear signs of UFOs. We're seeing clear signs of like aliens. We see it, bro. But yet we're ignoring it. So I think it's they're killing us.
I mean, okay.
Look, Jamie Foxx. Is that the real Jamie Foxx? Is that the real Jamie Foxx?
We've had this conversation a few times on the podcast. I think there's an argument to be made in both directions. I don't know where I fall as far as that being Jamie Foxx. You clearly don't believe that's Jamie Foxx for a second.
Can I name other examples where they kidnap you and when people get too close, they send you another person?
Please say Martin Lawrence.
Oh, Martin Lawrence for sure. But I'm not even talking about Martin. Let's keep it away from Martin. Gunna. Is that the real Gunna?
I think that he just changed his diet.
Bro, I've been trying to gain weight all my life. You do not go like he was in prison for 6 months. He came back with a whole new face, a whole new body, and more tattoos. That's not him. That is a replacement that he got too close to home. They sent an alien like a Michael B. Jordan or anyone.
Here's the thing, though. If I was going to pick one of them to be an alien, I would pick Young Thug over Gunna.
Young Thug? Well, hold on. They don't go. Okay. That's the perfect example. In The Wire, right? Who was the guy that everyone, who was the heartthrob in The Wire? Stringer Bell.
Idris.
Stringer Bell. Yeah. But Michael B. Jordan was the young guy, right? They don't pick,
he was a
they
boy.
Don't pick,
yeah.
They always go for the number two. They don't pick the number one. Idris Elba was the number one. Mm. Michael B. Jordan was the number two. Young Thug is the number one. Gunna is the number two. Gucci Mane was never the number one. Gucci Mane was always behind Jeezy until they started beefing early in their career. Then he became number one. But he was always number two. Gucci Mane went to jail, new Gucci Mane. I mean, we can do this all over again. Mm. We can do this. LL Cool J wanted to be number one in LL Cool J, when he knocked him out, he always wanted to be number one. So they thought he's number one. So they went after Jamie, who was number two. And I can't remember. What is it? With Al Pacino? What's the movie?
Friday. Any given Sunday.
There it is.
There we go.
They go for the number twos, bro. They do. Just think about it.
So here's where I can interject some personal stuff. I don't know about. I one time was lucky enough to come up on a case of Chick-fil-A fillets.
Whoa.
Don't worry about what happened. Blah, 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 blah.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Whatever. Niggas had a box of the spicy fillets.
Whoa.
And that shit. When you get it raw, it is pretty. It seems like something's going on.
Oh, it don't look like chicken.
It looks weird. You know, it looks weird because it was just the fillets. It was the box of fillets that we came up on because somebody works for Chick-fil-A and they had accidentally got shipped a shipment of the spicy fillets, but they don't sell that in Colorado. They don't sell that in Colorado.
They don't sell it in Colorado?
So then. They don't sell the spicy fillets.
They don't
fillets.
Even give you spicy as an option?
They, not the breakfast ones. They were littler. They were the breakfast ones.
Okay,
for the chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
So they were like, probably like this.
Yeah, I got you. The little.
And we got them, and it just, everything about it, looked like alien food within the box. It's like in the box, and then it's in a big plastic.
Damn.
They went quick, though.
you gotta appreciate Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was like one of the Men in Black. Who probably stopped that. Then they shipped him out because he tried to save the people in Denver. It's always two, right? Russell Wilson was at, they stopped it selling spice. He was like, I can't save them all, but I can stop a little bit. So that's what I'm saying. He's part of the Men in Black, but when he got too close, he went to Pittsburgh. You see what I'm saying?
He was like, also, Chauncey Billups always seemed like an alien to me, and he's from
Sam Cassell as well.
Wow. Now y'all just listen, alien niggas. That ain't the same thing, I would say.
It's a world class city.
Sam Cassell is a regular guy. He just is alien head. And that's not fair.
Shane Battier, if we're talking
heads. Come on, man. Shane Battier, I'll listen. But Shane Sam Cassell, that's a decent man. with an unfortunate facial situation.
Okay, I give you. Okay, Sam can say, all right, bet, whatever.
I do think because we need to take a break, but what's fascinating here, and I'm curious when we come back to hear more, is like it sounds as if you are not only suggesting that the Men in Black are a real organization, but they are very sort of front-facing in their actions, that like they have regular jobs. They just are sort of returning to this organization as almost like a fraternity of people hoping to protect the world with their work.
You have to be a celebrity because a lot of aliens meet at the Met Gala. So you have to be...
It's like an alien mixer.
Yes, an alien mixture. So there you have to make sure you have regular jobs, be placed. That's why they don't get regular people like me. They don't. But when I get up there, they're going to see like, Mallory, we've been listening to your career for a minute. I think you're ready. And I'm going to go to Denver and I'm going to save y'all lives. But I won't get any credit. But I'm saying,
I mean, now, right now, you're giving yourself
credit. You're giving yourself the credit early, and I respect that. Yeah. You're like, nah, I'm going to get my...
Yeah, I love a preemptive life.
I devoted my life to saving y'all, man. But anyways, it's no big deal. But I'm saying, to your question, to what you're asking me, yes, they meet in Denver. You can't be regular people because these aliens are not regular. So you have to infiltrate somehow, some way. You have to have a name. Like, I'm pretty sure you see Russell Wilson at the Met Gala with Sierra. He never smiles because he knows he's there for work. I'm trying to figure out if you look at a couple people like, I just know Michael B. Jordan there. We for sure know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't take him down yet, but it's all good. But that's what it is. You meet these aliens because they're celebrity aliens. And they're these aliens are making celebrities. Just think about it. You ever heard the term industry plant? It's so easy to be an industry plant. It's so easy to be an alien. They can just force you. Don't force people. Like Dancing Gorilla, that is that groovy gorilla dude. That is an alien.
Oh, yeah. We have big issues with him on the podcast.
You got to see an alien in right there in front of your face, and you're not paying attention.
Fuck you better.
You see what I'm saying? They put him there to distract us from the real alien. So just stay woke.
We've called him a lot of words. Alien wasn't one of them, but...
He never responded, right? Yeah. He knows his purpose. He knows his purpose. He meets over there every... I'm trying to tell you, he's going to be in the Met Gala next year. I guarantee you. And y'all going to remember this conversation.
Well,
I will go crazy if Gorilla Man shows up at the Met Gala.
Just bumping his big ass shoulders into Rihanna.
I would be,
move off Rihanna.
I would be so hot. He got that stupid fucking fanny pack on.
Oh man.
Hey, what would he even wear? Oh, what would he even wear to the Met Gala?
Some dumb shorts. Fucking shorts.
He's just dressed like a satanic tulip and fucking dancing.
It pisses me off, man. Too, because I bet we meet him someday. I bet he's a nice guy.
I bet he's the fucking best.
I'm trying to tell you. That's how aliens get you, bro, but it's all good.
Damn. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to be back to talk more Men in Black, more aliens, with more Malik B and more My Mama Told Me.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Hey, everyone. It is Ryan Seacrest here. Ready to heat up your summer vacation? Get ready. Things are about to get sizzling at Chumba Casino. Your summer getting a whole lot hotter with a special daily login bonus waiting just for you. So sign up now for reels of fun and reels of prizes right here at Chumba Casino with yours truly. Join me at ChumbaCasino.com and dive into a summer of social casino fun.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling. And it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it.
And we are back.
Well, that's how they get you.
Talking about they being the men in black.
Yeah.
Langston's done some research.
Malik, I did some research on your conspiracy theory. And keep in mind, I did this research well before I heard a lot of your assertions. So I don't even know if all of it is even going to be speaking to you the way that I'd hoped it would. But I'm excited to hear your reactions to some of it, because I think you might find tidbits of what you've already asserted inside of it. Let's start at the beginning. The Men in Black as an organization was first suggested to exist back in June 27th, 1947. Back in 1947, this dude, Harold Dahl, goes out on a conservation mission. His job, I guess, was a conservationist. And he's walking with his son and his dog out in the Maury Islands near Washington, collecting materials. And he claims to look up and see six donut-shaped flying objects floating above him. Then he says one of the objects falls from the sky. It falls some 1,500 feet. And a bunch of metal material, like this metallic material, also falls with it. The material that falls kills his dog and injures his son. Like his son gets like hurt on his arm from the shit. And then he takes pictures of that material, goes and shows it to his homie, his boss at the time, this dude named Fred, Fred Crimson, who doesn't believe him, but he's like, "I'll check it out." And then he goes and checks out the crash site and finds that same spacecraft there fallen. And then the two men report this to sort of like mass news and shit, which then maybe I'll wait before I tell you what happens next. But that's where the first suggestion of like Men in Black getting involved in people's lives sort of starts with this dude, Harold.
But wait, so and he reported this to the general authorities?
He starts by reporting it to his boss, and he shows it to his boss. Right. He goes like, "Yo, this is what I took a picture of." And then his boss goes and checks it out and is like, "Yo, I saw the same thing." And then the next day, a dude in a black suit, supposedly a man in black, shows up, meets him at his house, and then they go to a local diner where he basically breaks down the entire thing for this dude, Harold, where he's like, "I know your whole story. I already know what happened." He's like recounting the whole thing in detail, even though he wasn't there. And then basically warns him at the end of it, like, "Yo, don't tell anybody or there's going to be massive repercussions for you and your family."
Okay. And what year is it? You said in the
60s? 1947.
47.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is before the like UFO craze even.
Yeah, this is before the big UFO craze. That's right.
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
You're in.
Listen, it's not like a hard sell to me that there's a secret government agency. You know what I mean? They're known to meddle in all affairs, domestic and abroad. That's not like, this was never a hard sell for me, you know?
Yeah, Malik, where does this... This sound like the aliens you're familiar with, or is this?
Yeah, 1,000% I agree. Shout out to Harold, who I feel like he's the OG of all this. Yeah, but I truly believe that something was going on in 1946 that, you know, like you said, something fell down, killed his daughter, correct?
No, killed his dog and injured his son.
Injured his son. That sounds like the start. It sounds like the origin of how all this started. But see, the thing is, I don't believe that the Men in Black, they come the next day. I feel like they show up in the next 10 minutes after the police arrive.
Okay, so that's where you get skeptical inside.
Yeah, inside his story. So I don't know if who wrote that article?
Well, this is where it gets fascinating because I've been withholding a little bit of information from you, gentlemen. Okay. Here's where it gets especially fascinating for me is that story almost within the week comes out by a government investigation. They claim that the entire thing is a hoax. They say that Harold and Fred were just trying to sell this story to something called Fantasy Magazine, which was, I guess, a real periodical that was paying out a lot of money for fantastical stories at this time. They claim the men were giving very different stories to the police and journalists, and that the men even came clean later, sort of like explaining that they were just sort of being silly billies, and there it is. Now, this is where it gets even more fascinating, is a lot of people believe that the fact that they were not prosecuted for this crime or for this false statement is proof that it wasn't, in fact, a hoax and was legitimately a thing that the government then tried to, like, hush hush by calling it a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back in. I'm still in.
You're still in.
It feels like every conspiracy that is brought up on this podcast in terms of how the government is viewed, it feels exactly like the story of the guy with the white wife and dog. It feels like the same way they tried to discredit him, because who was this man before this story? Was he any kind of an unreliable source, or was he just a businessman going about his life?
He was a conservationist. He seemed like a guy who cared about the, you know,
that's some a stand up guy.
Yeah.
That's a stand up guy.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's lying about shit coming out of the sky. That doesn't even.
This is where it gets another turn of fascinating for me, is that the police do address that issue that people keep bringing up of being like, well, why didn't y'all prosecute them if they were lying this entire time? And the police say, we were going to prosecute them. We had every intention of prosecuting them, but in interviewing them, we realized that this was just like a silly joke that spiraled out of control. And we sort of felt like nobody was legitimately harmed in the whole thing. So we're going to let this slide. And that's where I start going, wait a fucking minute.
Yeah, you know how much cops let shit slide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notoriously.
This issue became national news. You know what I mean? Like, this was like Jussie Smollett level, like, talk in the world. And you're telling me that, like, nobody gets in trouble for that? You wasted all of those resources and nothing?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
this was not a hard sell for me.
Here's where my brain went, though, and this is where I start to disagree with the two of you, or at least this isn't where my immediate thoughts went, is I didn't start to think, well, but that means that maybe the aliens were real. It kind of made me feel like, well, this is the danger of white people being so gracious with white people. Do you know what I mean? Like, they do this historically where they're like, oh, white crimes are adorable and black crimes should put them in jail for the rest of their lives. And this is an example of the police being like, it's just two grown ass rascals being rascals, instead of laying down the law that this government claims to stand by. And in doing so, they create this fucking awful web of copycats, where for decades after this, we are retelling stories of Men in Black because we just wouldn't punish some people for some dumb shit they did back in the 40s.
But on the side of that, that speaks to, like, so you don't believe these men is what you're saying?
No, I think they were just two fucking bored ass adults who decided to make up a thing. And I think it spiraled in a way that they didn't anticipate. And the government finding two white men endearing chose to empower them rather than, like, make them an example for anybody else that would do this dumb shit.
So you're for the mass incarceration?
What? Yeah, I guess if you really want to spin what I'm saying. Hey, Kamala Harris is my girl.
Lock him up.
Y'all might know her as Kamala. I know the bitch is Kamala. And I like her.
I do. So in that, I do wonder what sort of evidence would have to have been presented for you to be on the side that these men could possibly be telling the truth.
I'm fascinated by somebody who claims to have taken a picture of a broken aircraft and then doesn't have that picture to show other people besides his boy.
Maybe the cops took it.
It could be. That's shit. Very real. They take shit.
Thanks.
You know.
That's why I don't think, I don't see your point in the article in this line. The police can make a crime scene or whatever. They can take away evidence. We know we can't really truly trust the authorities all the way. So when she said the men in black, we knocked on her door the next day and know everything. I think that they came minutes later because I think they have like some kind of surveillance to tap in into the police number, 911. And they come in.
Yeah, back then it was just
they tap into the phone or whatever. They tap into the phone. And they come the minutes later if it's like anything that raised suspicion or like this is what we're doing. And you know, so when you say like they took pictures, they see it and stuff like that, I think that the men in black, this is my honest opinion, I think the men in black really kind of just observe crime scenes to see like, okay, what it is. They take their own photos and then they put it in their evidence locker. So we never probably saw the real pictures of the real, you know, the actual crime, because I don't know if the authorities would have played with it. I don't know who took pictures in 1946. Are those the real photos? You know what I mean? But I know that the men in black have the real pictures of the dog. Who says more than a dog that died that day? You know what I mean? It could have been like a massacre or something like that. We don't know, but I just know it's kind of shaky. I know a lot of conspiracies, but this one right here sounds like one. When the police came and minutes later, they didn't take him to jail because it was just like two goofballs playing around for Fantasy Magazine. That doesn't sound like a person that's truly bored. You should say he's a stand-up guy. He has a family. He has a son, a dog. Sounds like a wholesome guy. You mean to tell me?
Well, he had a dog. His dog did.
He had a dog.
And I think he killed his dog, but I don't know.
I also don't know how easy it was to take pictures in 1947.
Thank you.
I think that was, you had to really work hard to take a photo.
With the
put your head under a cape. Don't move for 15 seconds, darling.
and to be seriously too, when I look at this, it's like, who has more of a reason to lie? It does still seem like as though the government, who has a history of covering things up like this regarding UFOs and stuff like that, I feel like would be more inclined to lie than just like what seems to be a private citizen who was walking his dog and he's down a dog. My man's out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he lost a dog for sure. His boy is injured as well. There are stakes involved in this. And so I think it really does lead us to question if we believe that this was some sort of alien encounter or if that's just a mean dad who maybe had a rage incident and the police were like, just walk it off, Harold. Just fucking go home.
You're drunk.
You're drunk.
You're drunk enough. You've been drinking Ripple.
You we shot are your dog?
Everybody Harold. In town knows it.
Harold, I swear to God, man.
God. If I gotta come out here one more motherfucking time because you get drunk with that dog.
You and fucking Fred come out here, you get drunk with your dog, and you killed it this time, Harold. You fucking killed it, and you shot your boy.
Next time this happens, I'm going to shoot you my damn self.
I'm going to kill you, Harold.
Now go home. I'm going to tell the papers it was an alien.
I swear to God, I'll kill you, Harold.
I swear to God.
And you're such a piece of shit, nobody will come looking for you. Get out of my sight.
I mean, when we break it down in that fashion, that does also seem reasonable.
All right. Well, here's what we should do. We need to take one more break. And when we come back, I have a little bit more information to share with you guys that I'm curious to see if this tips it one way or the other. All right. We're in the middle now, somewhere in the middle, a spectrum of the middle. Let's see where we land at the end of this. We'll be back with more Malik B, more My Mama Told Me.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's nix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it. It says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say "Proud Little Mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it.
We are back.
Ugly, you're disgusting. I'm gonna kill you. Give me $200.
That's what they said to Harold when he came with his article. We're discussing the aliens and truly the untimely demise of this dog.
Yeah, the dog is the unfortunate victim of all of this.
RP the dog.
Yeah, because it's something fun.
What I will tell you, and I teased this before the break, but I have a little bit of more information that this story from Harold and Fred, they were not the originators of the first sighting as it relates to this specific UFO sighting. Their story actually came from a story that happened 3 days earlier. The men in black weren't involved 3 days earlier, but 3 days earlier in Boise, Idaho, there's this dude, Kenneth Arnold. And this story has not been debunked, but this dude, Kenneth Arnold, was flying a private plane, looked out to see 9 saucers. Fred, Harold only saw 6, but Kenneth Arnold says he saw 9. They were weird shapes and oddly sized.
Or full through.
The I believe it was described as saucers. I don't know. They didn't specify that it was donuts the way Harold claimed.
It just seems like a big difference.
This was just the source that began, I think, a lot of the conversation publicly about these saucers in the sky, which one could argue then leads a Harold to make up a story the way that he does, less unprompted than it sort of seemed previously, right?
But now these are questions of like, was that regional news? Did that transfer all the way over? Boise and Washington State, that's still like a lot of, they neighbor, but like that's still like enough distance that I would wonder, would that have made it to Harold's local news? Or
you don't know that 3 days is enough for Harold to have heard about not these in aliens the 40s. In Boise. Yeah.
Not in no, the 40s.
It's a fair argument.
And the radio, terrestrial radio, he wouldn't be listening to the radio from there anyways, right?
Yeah.
So it feels like
maybe. Here's where it gets especially fascinating. This is my final piece of evidence to share with you all. And this is going to really tip us one way or the other. Is there is, in fact, the reason I bring up this 3 days earlier is because this then spawned a section of the government, a government agency, which is in charge of investigating these kinds of sightings. Specifically, it's the Air Force's Air Material Command Technical Intelligence Division, which more or less does all the things that we suggest the Men in Black do. They go in after local authorities, FBI and or local police have investigated, and then they do a separate investigation, mostly for the point of suppressing or controlling the narrative as it relates to UFO sightings, or like what they refer to as the quote unquote saucer project.
So you just said it.
Yeah, to that point. So are you still on the
fence? That's the Men in Black.
How
many more dogs have to die for you, Langston?
You bark like a dog is.
I think the Men in Black can very much exist without Harold being a hero. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still think that's a man who killed his dog, but I also think that there's a very real possibility that there is an organization that's really dedicated to like controlling the way that we talk about like, you know, UFOs and aliens and all of that shit. But I don't think they're as sexy, flexy as we've built them up in our stories. You know what I mean?
Like, it's kind of boring. Like, I think Department of Transportation type.
Yeah, I think it's bureaucratic more than it is like fucking under airports and shit.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. You're so mad at me. I love this. He's so angry. I love it. I told you we wouldn't always agree, and you're like, no, yeah, but I'll sell you.
I hear you, but okay. Even if you have a boring job, let's just say it's boring and it's yep. Just so dreadful. In this day and age, in social media, you see people at boring jobs doing stuff, putting it online, making it fun, having fun. So if you have this big mailman, I mean FedEx, even security guards, 3M security guards are doing stuff on. So they want attention. Men in black. You gotta stand. Get with the times. Back then, when it was under Tommy Lee Jones and all that, it was
cool. What? We can't cite that as a historical source.
You remember the documentary with Tommy Lee Jones? And that man who likes sugar?
Sugar water. But I'm saying, like, now it's everything is flashy. Everything is online. So if we do have this quote-unquote real Men in Black, it is right in front of our faces because they want, you know, they want to make sure they're seen. Like I told you, I'm trying to join it. And when I join it, I understand, like, what comes with it. I'm going to just show you little small signs of, like, taking spicy chicken from Denver because I know they're putting something in their chicken sandwich. Or I'm going to just tell
or
it's so many different situations where I can tell you they're saving our lives, but we can't. Like, think about it. Water. Water is not, you know what I mean? If you look at water now, right, they're putting something in the water. They're putting something in the water, right? What you drinking right there, Dave? What kind of water is that?
It's just from the cooler. I got a cooler.
Was that one of those McDonald's Batman glasses?
Don't do that to me.
What are you drinking out of?
I like to have a big glass. It's a big glass. It's glass. There's no Batman on it.
You said it ain't got a Batman out.
You remember McDonald's made those special Batman glasses? I had a couple of them.
No, listen, because the people who are who don't view this as a visual medium think that that's what I'm doing. It's just a giant.
No, you giant. Got the Riddler one, and I see his question mark stab right there.
It's not a question mark. It's not a question mark. It's not a question mark.
No, this nigga's 40 drinking out of McDonald's Batman glass.
First of all, I'm 37 years old. Bro, don't put that on.
I'm saying this organization is not a secret. It's not born. It's right there, right in front of our faces, and we're ignoring.
You're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that, like, if this were just a regular government agency like the DMV, there would be people trying to do TikTok dances in front of the alien spaceships. It would be too. We would be regular people behaving regularly, which then would bring too much attention to the situation. So it needs to be an elite class of people that almost don't need the attention in the way that we expect in these situations.
Yeah, because it's like the government, and they make it seem like Men in Black, you don't have any family, any friends, and all that. And that's not true. That's not true. It's like regular
Men in Black get pussy.
You got men. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a dude right now just showing Flash into the girl. Hey, look, you want to see what's dope? And you know what I mean? Flash on his dad.
Yeah.
And she like, so you really got a job. Yes, MIB. You know what I mean? So it's dudes out there. So don't think about like.
There's also a bad guy doing that who is not in the MIB, but that's not.
Yeah.
That's just a game.
Yeah,
he got his printed at Kinko's.
That's just a game. That's just, you gotta have some of that.
He hitting bitches with, hey girl, do you believe?
And honestly, I think that's a good, who would you rather be with? Some guy who plays ball in Europe or some guy who's a man in black? You know, choose your own adventure.
One of those guys has a better imagination at the very least.
Exactly.
You gotta ride.
Nobody believes you played in Croatia. Who am I talking to? One guy who comes to my shop regularly.
You're not hooping in Israel with Pat Bet.
Yeah, bro, nobody thinks you're getting back in shape to go back to Estonia.
Yeah. It sounds like, if maybe we should wrap this thing up, it sounds like we are at least in agreement that the Men in Black as an organization, maybe not in title, but certainly the organization exists. And if it exists, then they have a real motive for existing, which means covering up something, and what that something is, or at least the scale of what that something is maybe where we debate a little bit. It may not. Some of us think it's the full shebang with Kamala Harris, and some of us think it's just a little weirdo blobs that come from the sky every once in a while that they don't know how to make sense of. But I hear, I think we agree on that.
We are black men and we believe in Men in Black.
the real Men in Black.
Okay? I think we should call that, I think that's the title, Black Men Who Believe in Men in Black.
I think we got it.
This is great. Malik, could you, thank you for doing this. Wait, you said Drake did what?
Drake is an alien. I ain't want to.
That's round two. That's round two. That's round two. That's round two.
I just want to give you whoever listening, your audience, like, hey, ponder on that.
Just something to think about right at the end.
Yeah, Drake is an alien.
A lot of accents.
Thank you, man. Camouflage.
Disorienting way.
Thank you. And look what he doing with Sexy Red. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Confusing hairstyles.
Too many hair clips. I'm trying to tell you, that's Orion's belt right there in that hair clip, right?
All right,
y'all seeing it. Okay, y'all don't see the symbol. But anyways, yeah, we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Malik, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you got going on?
Oh, yeah. Malik B on all social medias. I have videos that drop every week. I'm on tour right now. I'm having the time of my life. Oh, yeah. You just see me around doing, you know, at your nearest comedy store. A comedy club or whatever it is. But it's not even about that. Support me if you want, but I just wanted to get my message across. And that's why I came here to do it. And hopefully someone who's listening be like, yo, I felt that way my whole life. And that's what they want, man. You're not born into it. They recruit you. So, you know, hopefully I can just inspire someone to continue to believe. That's it.
That's beautiful. Not enough people leave this podcast wanting to inspire in the way that you're doing right now. I love that.
That is great.
Yeah. Bori, what you got?
I need you to support me directly. Patreon.
I don't give a fuck if you inspire.
Patreon.com/DavidBori, GBORIE. My special Birth of a Nation is coming out August 1st. For purchase directly on Patreon, but go on there. I have all kinds of interviews, behind the scenes footage, all kinds of stuff. Also watch Exploding Kittens on Netflix.
Yeah, I think when this episode comes out, it's going to be like 2 weeks or something. Or maybe a week before
August is a big month for this podcast.
It's a big month for the podcast. And speaking of August 20th, please watch my special on Netflix. It's called Bad Poetry. As always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all social media platforms. And if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracies, if you want to tell us about your run-ins with aliens or the Men in Black, send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. Buy the merch, rate, review, subscribe, finger bang, pleasure yourself and others. We love you so much. Bye, bitch.
Oh God, it's so good. So good. So good and tasty.
My Mama Told Me is a production of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcasts.
Created and hosted by Langston Kerman.
Co-hosted by David Bori.
Executive produced by Will Ferrell, Han Sani, and Olivia Aguilar.
Co-produced by Bae Wang.
Edited and engineered by Justin Conner.
Music by Nick Chambers.
Artwork by Dogon Krieger.
You can now watch episodes of My Mama Told Me on YouTube. Follow at My Mama Told Me and subscribe to our channel.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US. Hey, have you been dreaming of buying a home but aren't sure if you can afford it? At Rocket Mortgage, that's exactly what we've been hearing from so many people, and we want to help. So, could $25,000 help you buy the home of your dreams? Then visit iHeartRadio.com/Rocket today to enter for a chance to win. That's iHeartRadio.com/Rocket.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Illinois and Iowa residents only. Open September 9th to October 6th, 2024. Visit iHeart.com/Rocket for rules and entry. Rocket Mortgage, LLC, NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Ready for your dewiest, healthiest, and most hydrated skin ever? I recently discovered Biossance, an incredible science-backed skincare brand that has been a game-changer for my skin. My number one must-have? The Biossance Omega Repair Cream, the holy grail moisturizer. It transformed my dry and sensitive skin into something I'm proud to show off. What are you waiting for? Head to Biossance.com and discover your next skincare obsession. And by the way, use code POD, that's P-O-D, at checkout to score an exclusive gift with any order.